You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What shall we say to these? We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. If God is for me, who can be against me? That's your rapper, MC Hammer. Here it is here. How do you rap the devil on the head? How do you do this? It's with the word of God. That's what Jesus showed you in your example. Just take the sword of the Spirit. It's the rhema to you, the spoken word of God as it comes out of your mouth. That's your weapon. Again, that's what Satan thinks of you. It's up to you to prove him wrong by knowing the word of God. Now, it came to pass, we're in chapter 26, verse 1. It came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, that he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." Then the chief priests and scribes and elders of the people assembled at the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. And they plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him. But they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people. This is the same way they're trying to impeach the president of this country. In the quiet, in a kangaroo court. Now, don't say I'm comparing Donald Trump to Jesus. I'm comparing the people today with the people back then. Those in authority, those who were jealous, to those that were in authority back then that were also fueled with jealousy. Do what you do out here in the open in front of everyone. What are you scared of? Now, to accurately portray what happened next, let me take the story from the Gospel of John, chapter 12. You can turn there if you'd like. That's not on the handout. Chapter 13 is. But John chapter 12, I'm trying to give you a little bit of chronological order here. John chapter 12, verse 1. Then, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he raised up from the dead. They made him a supper there. Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Can't you just smell it? But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "You see, John's the only one who tells you who said this. We're getting down to it now." Verse 5, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" "This," he said, "not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief." Where am I at? I'm in John 12, verse 6. "And that he had the money box, and that he used to take what was put in it." But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She has kept this day, she has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always. Then in chapter 13, we read this. John chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Hallelujah, praise God. He loved us to the end. And supper being ended, now get this, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God, and that he was going to God, he rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Now, back to our main text in Matthew. Though keep a finger in John 13. We're going to end up back there. Matthew 26:17. Now, on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, all right, don't be confused. This is the 14th of Nisan. This is the day that they kill the Passover lamb. It's all lumped together sometimes by the Bible writers. The first day of Unleavened Bread, does anyone remember legally when that is? The day after Passover. It's the second feast, really, in its own right. Passover, and then the day after was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. But the writer here is lumping all of them together. That's why don't get confused. There's no error here in the Bible. This didn't happen the day after Passover because Jesus died on Passover. Now, that might have been a Thursday, right, Ron? Some people think Wednesday, Thursday. I'm not dying on that hill, what day of the week it was. This hill I'm dying on, that is, Jesus died on Passover. So anyway, now, on the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat?" All right, now that proves my own point. The Passover hadn't happened yet. Certainly, this is not the Feast of Unleavened Bread because that was after Passover. They're talking about killing the Passover lamb, which hadn't happened yet. Everyone follow me? That saying here, unleavened bread, that's lumping all the days together. Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? Verse 18, and he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. Now when evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now as they were eating, he said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me.'" You see, now Matthew, the gospel writer, is content on writing like Joe Friday from Dragnet, who would say what to the lady? "Just the facts, ma'am," right? But John gives us Jesus' heart. John 13:21 says, "When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and he testified." He's upset. "He testified and said, 'Verily, verily,'" that's amen, amen, lego human, "that one of you is going to betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and each one of them began to say to him, 'Lord, is it I? Is it I?'" Would you say that, Darren? Ron, how about you? If Jesus came to you men and said, "One of you," how about you, Mike? How about you, Les? If Jesus came to you men and said, "Look, one of you is going to betray me. Would you guys say that to God? Is it I? But when Peter stands up and says, it won't be me, Peter gets up and says, look, I don't care if all of you betray him. Not me. I'm not going to do that. What do? For 2,000 years, the church has been laughing at Peter for saying that. And he was the one that did. What do you say now? What sayest thou? To all the men here in this church, he says, I'm telling you, one of you is going to betray me. Think about that. You know, so it won't be you as you declare, but Peter's denial is hasty. The church says, well, Peter was hasty in his decision. The only one who said, what everyone here is thinking. Not me. I go to church on Sunday. Not me. I know Greek. I could never do that. Not you. You tithe 11%. It could never be you. Not you. Your grandmother was Christian. It couldn't be you. Not you. You're a pastor. Pastors could never do that. But yet Peter was Jesus' best friend. And he's the only one to say what all of you are thinking. I could never do that. Never. Question. How about your denial? Matter of fact, the answer was so unexpected that they had to look around at one another to see who in tarnation he was talking about. He answered and said, he who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me.
Oh, you're going to have to join us tomorrow here for WGOD Radio to hear the finale of this. We ran out of time today, and unfortunately, we'll have to hear the rest of this tomorrow right here at the same time on this same radio station. Tune in tomorrow for the last part of this message. Is that if you would like a copy of the entire sermon, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. If you are enjoying this program, too, I'd love to hear from you. If you are tuned in on WDZY in Richmond, Virginia, I'd love to hear from you. paul@wmiefm.com. If you go to my Facebook page, you don't even have to write to me if you don't want to write to me. And go to WGOD Radio, and you'll find the program up there, Is It I? You can right-click on that or download it right from your computer and burn it to a CD if you'd like. Or if you write to me, I'll mail you the CD free of charge. I don't want your money. I just want to hear from you that you are listening and enjoying this program. So, okay, we'll be back tomorrow with the conclusion of this program, Is It I?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor.